glad to be home for Christmas?
Yeah, I am. I'm not actually quite home yet. I'm going back tomorrow. A few days back there and then come back home for Christmas proper next week.
And are you looking forward to tonight?
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah. I've known Paddy my whole life and, you know, this is obviously for a really important cause and something that's very close to him, and I'm just happy to support it.
And you've donated a prize. Can you tell us a wee bit about that?
Yeah, I have. I haven't got it cleared yet to make sure that the tickets are available, but I've been trying to make that happen before the event, but I don't know yet, but I'll make it happen.
And we all know what we're talking about, 50 Shades. I'm sure you're extremely excited. Will you be eating your Christmas turkey this year before all the press calls in February, or what's going to happen?
I'm going to be very busy until the middle of February when the film comes out, and then I'm going to be hiding under a rock somewhere for the next chapter of my life, probably.
I'm talking about the next chapter. Do we know if anything else is going to happen after 50 Shades? What are your plans for next year?
I hope so. It'd be sad to be unemployed after it, but I'm attached to a movie that we're scheduled to start filming in March in South Africa. It's actually an Irish story about an Irish army that the UN sent out to the Congo in 1961, the Civil War. So it's an amazing script. I'm very excited about it, so hopefully we get everything together and get going in March.
Well, another big character that obviously is close to our hearts tonight. I'm surprised you're not at home watching him.
Why are not all these people watching it? That's my issue. That's a lot of numbers we're losing.
Hopefully there'll be a few devices.
550 people. Obviously I'm pleased with that, and people seem to be responding as well the second series as they did the first, which is what we wanted, and I'm very proud of that show, you know, and I'm delighted that people love it.
What was it like to try and, it's a bit of a hard one to get into character, because I'm sure you don't really want to identify with him, but, you know, sort of explain a wee bit about that.
The thing is, as an actor, you have to find something identifiable with every character you play, I think. I can identify, I couldn't in the first series, but this series I can with he's a father, and I'm a father of just over a year, and that has helped me a little bit, try to get into that side of him. The other stuff you just have to muster from somewhere really rotten within you and hope that it expresses the way you intend it to, but he's a horrible man, but I love playing him, you know.
It must be great to play a baddie though.
Yeah, it is, it really is. And he's such a baddie. doesn't come much worse.
And what about sort of, most people sort of want to walk down the street and get sort of catchphrases shouted at them and things like that. You've got two interesting characters. What's it been like?
I don't get, there's one time in London about a year ago where someone shouted, "There's that serial killer," as I was getting on the tube, and everyone like panicked and stared at me, which was sort of not the kind of attention I'm after. But I'm sure there'll be some other, you know, special ones for Christian Grey as well at some stage.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us, Jimmy. Thank you.